This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald, hosts of the program. We remember during games we talked about role-playing accessible games, and I can't remember. Do you play one?
I don't. I've tried Dungeons & Dragons, and Knights of the Braille is the really cool accessible Dungeons & Dragons group on Discord. So it's always a place to start.
Yeah, but I thought you guys tried something at Dave
and
Debbie's.
That was D&D. Okay. Yes. That was
right. Wow, really amazing when you see what things evolve into, and even if you're not necessarily a player, really wonderful tutorial Mike gave us there to make you stop. Someone like me, though, all confessions out there, how much of it did Kelly understand? But I'll tell you, description of the city sounds nice.
It is, yeah.
Usually on Monday and Tuesdays, folks, we speak to our committee reporters. So check us out at the top of the second hour of the program. And sometimes when we want to move them around a little bit, things work out that way. We'll talk to them on a Thursday. Today, we welcome in from Southwestern Ontario, Annette Dennis. Nancy, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. How are you guys doing today?
Well, you sound good and pretty good. It's a Thursday. Show's full of lots of stuff. The week's been awesome on here.
Oh, absolutely. Jam-packed.
Before the break, I was doing my... because there's a chance for those of us here in London to be a part of making a choice. You want to fill us in on the word about the bird?
That's awesome. So first, I'll give you a little bit of backstory. So London was recently named one of four bird-friendly cities in Canada, along with Calgary, Vancouver, and Toronto. It actually just happened on...
Nice.
Yay. Yeah, awesome, eh? So that just happened on Saturday, which was World Migratory Bird Day. So basically, the Bird-Friendly City campaign, it's an initiative that was started by Nature Canada over the past year, basically to protect North Americans' declining bird population and to encourage Canadian municipalities to become safer and better places for birds. And basically, to receive the designation, you receive a certificate, you have to go through a process. A bird-friendly city is a city that is creating safer urban environments by focusing on three main aspects, which include reducing threats to birds, restoring habitat and natural spaces, and educating and mobilizing the public. So with that, they actually, all the cities have a team, and the London team launched on Saturday a poll to pick London's official bird, which is kind of cool.
I think it's amazing. Like, well, again, and I would say this about anywhere, because when you talk about bird friendly, we hear too much stuff now about the big cities and the windows, the dangers there, and how different places are trying to do different things to cut down on death to their bird population. How horrifying that is, knowing that, you know, our structures, oh, that is so nice. I wonder how many birds that injures or kills a year. It's not something that you can say is nice when you think about it that way. I'm not suggesting it doesn't happen in London. We know that that has been a concern with the windows downtown. But for the recognition like this, Annette, that's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. And there, I went to their website, and there are there's four that have received the designation, and there are 10 that are working towards it across Canada. So I think it's going to be an ongoing initiative. So it's kind of exciting.
Sure. Yeah. It is. I especially love the education part of it, just knowing that people want to, you know, tell us more, right? Because I'm not going to lie, when you said Toronto, I'm like, oh, wow, you know, we're bird friendly. That's great. But what does that even mean, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I'd encourage you to go to the website, and there's a list of all organized. Toronto had a huge list of different organizations and groups that are part of the team. And London has a pretty big group, too. Even Western, somebody working on a PhD at Western. And he actually just said that they at Western not too long ago, one of the birds, I think it was a bank swallow, hit a window. So he grabbed it, took it to Salt Haven, which is a local wildlife rescue. He was there a week. The bird was released back into the wild and continue on. So it's a really neat thing. And it kind of Yeah. So, and there are quite a few to choose from. So it's going to be really hard. My mom's already voted, but I don't know which one I'm going to pick. Do you want me to do a quick rundown or just encourage people to go to the website?
Yeah.
Okay. So the nominees are bank swallow, black-capped chickadee, chimney swift, great horned owl, mourning dove, northern cardinal. I always say this wrong.
Peregrine falcon?
Peregrine falcon.
Peregrines are awesome.
Thank you. Oh, and the red-tailed hawk. So folks can just go to the link to the their website, and the poll is right on there. And they actually have information. They have pictures for those with some sight, and they have a write-up on each of the birds, a little bit of background and stuff like that.
All right. The education starts there. Thanks, Annette. So next up, also we have all the information up on the blog, ami.ca/Kelly Co.
Peregrine falcon.
Thank you.
That's mine because I did a great project on them and they're fascinating. And that's all I have to say, Rum.
And they have come back. They were really not doing well in the last 10 to 15 years, especially in London, you know, and in the downtown core seems to be their place. So yeah.
You wouldn't want to run into one in one of those downtown core alleys though, in a dark night. You wouldn't want to.
No, you wouldn't.
So next on the list is Take Five Action, and this is a Forest City Film Festival podcast. A nice theme going on here today.
Yeah, so this actually is a recent happening. I think it launched about a month ago, and they've just wrapped season one. They've had five episodes over the last month and a bit. And so basically, and it's sponsored by the Forest City Film Festival, which we've talked about periodically in the past. So it's basically, this is a conversation between Matthew Downs, who is a young movie-obsessed emerging filmmaker, and he's chatting with established industry professionals from the region, basically about their life, their career, and he asks them to bring forward five movies that have inspired them both in life and in their work along the way, along their life's journey. So it's, so kind of a really interesting conversation to have with folks in the industry, whether you're a film buff or not. So, yeah.
I think that's amazing, too, being what a great initiative with the local film festival. I saw the tweet come out because of, especially like you say, with Matthew's real but huge interest in it. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of fun because there's so much support that London people have given, and I do give a fedora tip to even the theater community, because so many people here have wanted to be in on films that have been created locally for the festival. And the fact that it was one of the film festivals where we first started to see Annette, them saying, hey, film it with your iPhone. What? And all of us, I remember conversations many of us had saying, are you kidding? What? Oh yeah, you can get different tools, you can do it, and we will take your submission. And I think that really made a difference, as we are seeing around the world now.
Yeah, and the film festival is supporting young filmmakers, and there's so many categories. And I'll keep an eye on it for this fall again. So basically, and it caught my eye. I got an email. So he's had five, and I'll quickly. The first one is with an animator, writer, director named Chris Pern, who apparently he did Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 1 and 2, and most recently he directed The Willoughbys, which is on Netflix. I haven't seen it. And what are the other ones? And also he interviews, she's originally a Londoner and star of Come From Away. She's huge in Toronto theater, and now she's on Broadway with that. And she also did a film at the festival, and her name is Astrid Van Weeren. Another producer, Chris Giro, who's based in Toronto, he does, he loves horror. Producer director, Robert Boudreau, who's worked with Ethan Hawke, and I think he's from London or Ingersoll area. And he's in Hollywood now. And then the last episode that just came out was with Sheila McCarthy. And I listened to that one. I listened to some of them all, and that one was just a delight. And it's so fascinating to hear what movies they've loved and have inspired them. So, yeah, it's a really, really kind of something different, too. I know there's so many podcasts out there, but it's kind of something, if some people are looking for something a bit different. And folks can go right to the Forest City Film Festival website. So it's www.fcff.ca. And then / Take Five Action Podcast, or you can just go to the website and kind of maneuver, and you can click right on the play now, and you can listen it right from their website, or you can go to YouTube, TuneIn Radio, Google Play. Can't remember all the other ones now.
That's awesome.
But different, there's all different places where you can, they're there. If you search, they'll be there.
Yeah, it's really great. And sounds like a really cool podcast with some nice guests and really good conversation that would be coming out of that with those guests. AMI.ca/Kelly Co. Here's how much Zoom has affected me this past year. When I read your third topic, I thought, hold on, is this right? Zoom text? Oh, we're talking screen reader program here.
That has happened to me a lot where I'm talking to somebody that isn't visually impaired and they're like, we're getting mixed up with the Zoom and the Zoom text. Yeah.
Yeah. Fun, I actually, for a moment, like my head went out and thought, oops, typo. Oh, no, this one. I don't think I know this. Oh, yes, I do. Let's talk a little bit about Zoom text.
Yeah, so I've already registered for this one because I find my Zoom text there's gremlins living in there and stuff like that. So this is actually a series of workshops brought to you by the CNIB Foundation. It's Zoom Text Basic and Beyond. And it takes place once a week, June 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th, from 12 to 1 Mountain, 11 Pacific, or 2 Eastern. And basically, it's for folks who maybe already use Zoom Text like me, or folks who are kind of, you know, at that point where they might have to start using it and want to learn more. So there are weekly sessions, and they're going to explore some of the things is how to customize Zoom Text, magnifier and magnification features, and default settings, including computer applications, built-in speech output, along with the verbosity levels and Zoom Text hotkeys and commands. Will be some of the things they're going to talk about.
Boy, that's great. That's good. Yeah. I find some of those, and you know, you never know who else is going to be in there, who's going to be full of questions. But any little bit you can get, ladies, I think is really useful with these kinds of sessions.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And Zoom Text is just phenomenal now. Like, there's just everything for people who are familiar with it or new to it. It offers so much, right? Because I used to think that it was just the low vision end of it, but now you can use the vision substitution stuff, like the screen readers, and you know, everything together in a package. So I personally think there's a lot to knowing Zoom Text.
Oh, absolutely, and it's continually, yeah. And so I'm excited about this because I really need to brush up on my skills, because I know I'm not using it to its full potential. And so folks, there is a link where you just click on the link. You just have to it'll take you to a page, put your name and email, and then you get a confirmation link to join the Zoom. Or if folks have questions, they can reach out to Ali Khalil, ali.chalil@cnib.ca, or you can call the 1-800 number, 1-800-563-2642.
I
don't know about, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, and I know some people who use it to complement, especially as their vision changes, and if they're starting to get into using a screen reader like JAWS, even though it has its own support. But, you know, I know that's been beneficial. Go ahead, Annette, sorry.
No, my mind's been thinking a lot. I don't want to, I'm kind of backtracking here, but I'm just like wondering, this got me thinking, the movie podcast thing has gotten me thinking about all the movies of my youth. And it got me, I'm like trying to remember what inspired me. And like, do you guys know, I don't know how much time we have left, but do you guys have a favorite movie from your youth? Mm. It got me thinking, and I'm like, okay, yeah. The Goonies, Gremlins, Lost Boys, Stand By Me. I'm dating myself, sorry.
I was just going to say, that's a list that I would never even admit in public. Rum, do you have a favorite? I'm probably not. Next you'll be saying, what is it? No, I don't even know. What's the Molly Ringwald series ones? Rum, do you have one?
Oh, no, yeah.
Not really. And I'm just trying to go through your list right now, Annette, and be like, which ones do I even recognize?
You probably weren't born then. Yeah, I'm dating myself. But
it's not okay, what you need to watch for school, right?
I was trying to sell them on the Back to the Future ones the other day. We were having that discussion.
I forgot that.
Yeah.
That actually, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, I think Michael J. Fox, great Canadian. We've heard him here on the network before. He's just tremendous. But I love him in those. And I was never a huge, huge fan, but I actually really don't mind those. And to really date myself, I used to be a big fan of those old Smokey and the Bandit movies, but we'll leave it at that.
Yes.
I love those.
No, me too. Yep.
Just total foolishness.
Yes.
All right, Rumya.
Absolutely.
Now that you can go look in the black and white archives. Thanks, Nets.
All right. Take care, you guys.
We'll talk to you next month. Our community reporter, Annette Dennis from Southwestern Ontario. You can check things out that she mentioned on our Kelly & Company blog, ami.ca/KellyCo. And Annette's always up to know your movies. It's kind of like giving her recommendations, folks. And get on that voting for the bird, the Forest City Bird of London. We're going to take a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. People say that their minds wander 37% of the time. And we'll get into a discussion about this and why this is all happening when we talk about easing these problems. We learn more with a representative from Potential Project next.
You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.